All right. And now at this time, we're going to bring our guest speaker up. So I think you all know him. Nolan is our speaker for this morning, and he's going to give us a wonderful sermon on the value of pain, I believe. So Nolan, yep. If you want to join us and go ahead and start the day.
Thank you. Is this on? Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So let's just give it up for Stacy for emceeing this morning. But as we all said, welcome to church. We're so glad you're here, and just welcome home. We believe that church is a safe place for people to come. But as you see, Mike Bechtold, my dad, is out of town this weekend, so he asked me to preach, and I obviously took him up on that opportunity. And he wanted me to give a little update about myself, so I'll be going into senior year of high school at RFHS, so I'm excited for that. And after that, I will be attending college at Church Home College in Seattle, Washington. So I'm pretty excited about that. And if you guys know Judah Smith, that's his church. And so I'm pretty excited for that. It'll be a 25-hour drive, so I won't be able to see family very often. But it'll be good. So as we begin today, I just want you guys to keep the main idea in mind. How does God use our pain? So if you turn to John chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, that'll be the scripture we'll be reading today. And I'll be reading out the ESV translation, and the scripture will be on the screen. So, now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped her feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. When Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. So let's pray and then hop right into it. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this time. Lord, I just pray that you'll calm me down and that you'll speak through me today. And Lord, that what you want me to communicate, I'll communicate clearly. Lord, I just pray that our hearts and our ears will be open to what you have to say today. And Lord, I just pray that you'll be with Ricky Fowler as he goes in this final round and that he'll win this tournament for his first career major. In your name, amen. So, quick survey. Who's all had pain in their life? Just raise them high. And, I mean, if you didn't, that's why Jesus died on the cross, to forgive us of our sins, so you're forgiven in Jesus' name. But, I mean, a lot of us we've all had pain. Everybody in the Bible has had pain. Jesus, our Savior's, had pain when he went to the cross. We read that when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was sweating blood and just the pain of going to the cross. So, for me in my life, I had pain from as little things from just basketball to from major things to my grandma dying. But there's been one pain that I've been dealing with this last year, and I think I'll continue to be dealing with it senior year, just the pain of rejection. I have, just because at the high school, it's not really cool to say, yeah, I'm going to be a pastor. I either get two responses that go like, oh, that's so cool, or one that I usually get's like, oh, that's nice. And then I'll never talk to that person again, because they're like, oh, don't talk to the pastor. He's creepy. He's a creepy Christian. But it's just been bittersweet, because it's been sweet because I know that I'm following what God has called me to do, just being a pastor and just stepping out in faith. That's just been sweet. But the bitterness of it has been just the rejection, because, I mean, all of us, if we're honest, we all want to fit in somewhere. And just at the high school, it's just, I want to fit in, to be honest, but I know that it's what God's called me to do, and I probably won't fit in just because it's different. But if I'm honest, there's been nights where I've just came home disappointed and so upset that I'm crying. I'm like, God, my brother had a group of friends. My brother had 3-4 good friends. I'm like, why can't I just have a good group of friends? And I mean, I got a couple solid friends, but it's like, I just want that group, that community like my brother has. But during this time, I just believe that God's been revealing himself more and more to me. And that leads me into my first point. God uses your pain to reveal himself more to you. And if we look at verses 21 through 27, this is where I see this. And to give context, Jesus just arrived to where Mary and Martha were. So in verses 21, it says, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." So we see right there, during Martha's, one of her most difficult seasons in life, when her brother, probably one of her best friends, died, Jesus revealed that he is the resurrection and the life. That just gives hope that in our pain, Jesus tries to reveal himself to us. We just need the faith in the pain. And I wonder if Jesus is trying to reveal something to you in your pain right now. I wonder if you're, just because you're hurt, you don't have the faith, and because of that, you're just doubting God. We see Martha didn't doubt God. She said, even though she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But I believe what she said in faith. "But even now, I know whatever you ask from God, God will give you." So she had the faith that Jesus had the authority to raise Lazarus from the dead. And we see that Mary, her sister, she says the same thing, but without, "Even though whatever you ask, God will give you." She didn't say that. And she didn't get the revelation from God when she didn't say that. And like I said, Martha, I believe, got the answer, "I am the resurrection and the life," because she had the faith that her brother would rise again. But I believe there's some people that are going through pain right now, praying, "Lord, if you would have been there, my marriage would still be healthy. We would still be together." Or, "Lord, if you would have shown up, my mom would still be healthy." But the people with faith, I believe, are praying, "Lord, even though my marriage is going wrong and my mom's sick, I believe that you'll use it for your glory." And I believe that that's what God wants to do through our pain, is to give him glory. Because when we're in pain, we can't really fix anything, to be honest. That's why we need Jesus, and that's why he died on the cross for our sins. But to clear things up, I mean, not really, it's not really foggy, but just to give like reference, God and Jesus don't give pain, but he uses his pain, our pain. Revelations 21:4 says, "He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. All the first order of things gone." So God doesn't give us pain, but he uses it for our good. I wrote it down this way in my notes: whatever the devil tries to destroy us with, God uses it to bring us closer to him. I mean, I heard that from a different pastor, so I mean, I didn't come up with that, but that's how I like how they said that: whatever the devil tries to destroy us with, God uses it to bring us closer to him. Like for me, when I tell people I'm going to be a pastor and they just are like, "Oh, nice," and don't ever talk to me again, I have had a revelation. That's what Jesus went through with his 12 best friends. His 12 best friends, during his time of need, they left him and abandoned him. And in Romans 8:17, Paul writes, "And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of his glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering." So the rejection for me has just been an indicator that I'm actually following God. Just because it says here that if we are his children, we'll share in his sufferings. And he was rejected. So, I mean, as Christians, we'll be rejected because we're followers. I told the speaker at camp this year, Jason Maupin, that about this, and he said, "They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Jesus in you." So I don't know, that given me hope that I am following Jesus and that his glory, that I'm living what he has called me to do. But also another revelation I've had is just that he is God with us. He is given the name Emmanuel for a reason. I like what David writes in Psalms 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we need to have the faith that when we walk through the darkest valleys, and all of us will sometimes, we all will some days in our life, we need to have the faith that he is with us because he is given the name Emmanuel for a reason. But for me, or when we look back at old hurts, we get to see trophies. Like for me in eighth grade basketball year, we won plenty of first place trophies, thanks to Coach Mike Bechtold. But it's just fun looking back at seeing how much from eighth grade to senior year we've grown, as little things as a basketball player to major things as a person from those 4 years. And I think God uses our pains and our trials the same way. We get to see, man, I remember when I was immature in my faith, but now looking back 4 years later, how much I've grown and how much God's used me in those 4 years. But I believe if you guys have pain in your life, you guys should write it down so you can look back and say, man, I remember when my faith was this small, now it's this big because Jesus was with me. But that leads me into my second point. People that are healed, God uses to heal others. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1:4, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be giving them the same comfort God has given us. So this verse shows that God uses our pain, past and present, to help heal others. There's a pastor in Los Angeles named Chad Veach, and he's good friends with Jimmy Butler. And he wrote a book called Unreasonable Hope. It's about his daughter that has a rare brain disease called lissencephaly, which literally means smooth brain. So the normal human brain has folds that help us talk and kind of gives us our personality, and she does not have that, so she can't walk, talk. She struggles eating, and he writes that she's had up to 50 seizures in one day. But through this book, he's just been able to bring hope and healing to people that have been going through pain. And because he was healed, he was able to heal others through his book. There's another pastor in Montana that I think in 2012, he had his daughter die on December 20th, 5 days before Christmas. But through that pain, the doctors that operated and helped his daughter in the hospital, he was able to go in and say, hey, I'm a pastor and I'm speaking on Christmas Eve, you're invited. And on that night, those doctors gave their lives to Jesus. Because of that pain, he was able to help heal others. But I just want to encourage you today, if you know someone going through a hard time that you went through, just send them a text and say, hey, let's go get coffee, let's go to lunch, let's go get food and just hang out. Because people, during their time of need, just want to be with people. Do they just want to have someone to vent to, someone to listen, that will listen to them? But if someone close to you has had someone die, go be with them. As Christians, so many of us want to give people answers to why someone died, but in reality, they just want us to be with them, to listen to their hurt, to listen to their pain. And if they ever ask why, or a question that you don't need to know the answer, you don't need to make up an answer. Sometimes the best thing you can say is, I don't know. I don't know why you're going through this. I don't know. And I believe when you say, I don't know, that shows more faith because it just shows that you're trusting God even though death has occurred or pain has occurred. But this leads me into my third and my last point. God uses pain to make us better. We have the choice to become better. We can either get bitter or we can get better. The pastor, Judah Smith, he has a saying with his friends called that says, let's be better at 70. And we can't get better at 70 if we just let our pains eat at us and we don't let them get healed. I don't think anybody in this room wants to be remembered as that bitter old person at the end of the road. No one wants to be, oh, I was that crabby old man or that old lady that no one liked. Everybody at 70 want to be like, man, I hope people remember me as that grandma or grandpa figure that I was in that neighborhood. But we need to get healed during that pain. We need to have Jesus heal us and transform us so that we can get better. And when we get better, we point our fingers to Jesus. We give Jesus the glory through our pain. But when we're getting bitter, we just point it at us and say, man, look at me. Look at the hurts I've gone through. Ah, man, poor me, boo-hoo me. Or even some people try to put hurt on others. Man, look what happened to them. Look what they did when we get bitter. That's why it's important for us to get better, because Jesus calls us to give glory to him. Paul writes that in Romans. Our lives are supposed to give God glory. And when we're pointing fingers to ourselves, we're not giving God the glory. And so many of us in this room are pointing our fingers to us and saying, look at my hurts, boo-hoo me. But no, Jesus heals us so we can give glory to him. But, yeah, so in close, it was a pretty quick service today, so I hope that's okay with you guys. But in review today, point one was God uses our pain to reveal himself to us. So the main point was, what is God trying to show you right now in your pain? So just think of that for 10 to 15 seconds. What is God trying to show you right now in your pain? The second point was, people who have experienced healing, God often uses to heal others. So, is there someone, just think about this for another 5 to 10 seconds, is there someone in your life that's going through hurt and pain that you've gone through and that God wants to use you to heal them? So just think about that for a couple seconds. Is there someone in your life that God wants to use to heal. And last point, point three, God uses pain to make us better. And just a quick reflection, are you getting bitter or are you getting better? That's the challenge for us. I give for all of us is to be better at 70, 80, 90. It's just to get better, be further along than we are now. So I'll pray, and then we can have a great rest of the Sunday and just enjoy some good food today, some good golf, and just enjoy some family time. So I'll pray, and then we can bounce. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for everyone that came here today. But Lord, I just pray that we'll be able to use our pain for your glory. Lord, I just pray that if there's someone in pain right now, that they can just come before you and just ask for healing, because Lord, you are a healer, you are a comforter. Lord, you are Emmanuel, God with us during our pain. Lord, we just thank you for what you did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Thank you for dying and saving us from our sins, Lord, because we couldn't save ourselves. So Father, I just pray that we'll have the courage and that the courage to go be with someone that's in hurt that we might know, and just help us to encourage them and just to be with them, Father. Lord, I just pray that we'll be an open ear for people that need to talk and just be with us, Father. And Lord, I just pray for this week that we'll have one of the best weeks of our lives, and that you'll be able to use us and work through us at our job, our work, during football practice, during the football game, just wherever we go today in this week, Father. Just be with us. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys are dismissed. Hey, you guys, I don't know how to close this out, so You guys are dismissed.